Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful journey. The Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and start your day each and every month, where there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. Then after clearing them, we create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this month's focus is Becoming You, Releasing Maternal Programming. So let's get started by taking the meditation position, which is sitting with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a couple of nice, deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. And again, nice, deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. And imagine you are sitting on top of a giant tree trunk. This tree trunk and you are one and connected. And the tree trunk goes all the way down through the chair, through the floor, into the ground, and it stretches all the way to the center core of the earth, where it has roots embedded into the core of the earth. You are fully connected with Mother Earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is 18 inches all the way around you, over your head, under your feet, in front of you and back of you, on each side, everywhere. And the bubble has a nice pearlescent golden eggshell stiff edge to it. So imagine that that edge is an eggshell type consistency. It's a hard edge, but not so hard that you can't crack it if you need to. And it is a beautiful, beautiful pearlescent or a glorious luminescent white gold color vibration. And outside of your aura bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, simply see a giant flaming wall burning from the ground up very tall, a beautiful purple or purple-violet flame. This is a beautiful violet flaming wall 3 feet out in front of you. It's expansive and it's tall. This is the flame of purification, and everything that you are ready to release, you will be able to do so into this flame. And continue to breathe deeply, effortlessly, continuously, nice, deep, and easy breaths. I will be helping you to clear your chakras, which are energy centers along your spine. There are 7 primary chakras. And as I speak, just continue to breathe. And as you exhale out through the area that we begin with and that's designated, just allow whatever may come up in the way of visions, feelings, whatever you may hear, remember, whatever you sense, let it all go and the violet flame will gently receive it and take it or pull it from you. So as you continue to breathe, I want you to begin exhaling and clearing energy from your first, second, and third chakras. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine. The second chakra is located about 2 inches below your belly button. And the third chakra is located behind your stomach. And take a nice deep breath and exhale out through the first, second, and third chakras. Know that you are letting go of and that the violet flame is gently receiving and pulling from you energies that keep you in survival, whatever that survival mode is, maybe the fear of being in lack about something. Perhaps it's a sense of poor health or losing a job or what have you. But any energy that would keep you from thriving, because we choose and want to thrive in our life, not just survive, let it go. Might be things that someone told you or expressed to you. It might be something that someone you cared about very much said to you that stuck with you, that has you believing that you're not enough. Whatever it is, let it go. Let go of all of the fear and other emotions, grief, depression, jealousy, despair, whatever those lower base vibrational emotions are and feelings, let them go. Let go of any sexual energy where someone really ties you up because of them choosing to sexually in any way be with you, even if you have no interest in them. That includes having been raped or molested, having any of those kinds of experiences from as far back as it may, as you may remember, and the energy comes up to now. Just let it all go into that violet flame as you continue to inhale and exhale. And clear out the energy also from the third chakra that would keep you in a place of having something or someone else controlling you. It may be an addiction of some kind. That addiction can be to anything from drugs to sex, to food, to being entertained, to whatever the addiction is, let it go. Let go of anyone or anything, including your boss or supervisor or someone who may even have a way of trying to bully you in any manner. Let all that energy go. And let go of your need to be in control of anything and everything so that you're in some ways not fully listening to the divine essence within you. So let it all go. And as you continue to breathe, put your attention on your fourth and fifth chakras as well. Exhale out now through the fourth and fifth chakra. Fourth chakra is located behind your heart. The fifth chakra is at the base of your throat. And as you take those nice, deep, and easy breaths, let go of the energy from your heart that absolutely blocks or stops you from loving yourself completely, fully, unconditionally, divinely, beautifully. If you are not in a place of fully loving yourself and being in love with yourself, then let all the things that would stop you, let it go. Let go of believing you're not worthy or you're not fit. Release at this time the lack of confidence, any self-debasement, whatever it is, let it go. whether you believed by someone's actions or what someone said or what someone may have implied, that you were not lovable, that you were not someone to be loved. Let all that go. Very good. As you keep breathing. And let go in the fifth chakra at the base of your throat, the energy that would stop you from expressing the full divine essence of who you are. Let go of the opportunities that seem to have been missed or regretted in terms of your own artistry. Let go of any energy that wants to keep you quiet or suppress what you have to say, how you choose to put your creative expression out. Clear any energy where you may have felt that you've said too much or done too much. Let it all go. Just let it go. Maybe you haven't said enough, spoken up for yourself. This is the chakra of true expression and the expression of who you are as a divine spiritual being. So it doesn't matter if you see images, hear things, have sensations, or are just in a place of breathing and experience what seems to be nothing. Know that you are releasing it at this time, whatever you are ready to let go of. And put your attention at your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is in the center of your head. It is just above the brow line, but in the center of your head, also known as a third eye. And the seventh chakra is on top of your head. Release and let go all that energy that would keep you from seeing the world as beautifully perfect just the way it is. This is divine vision. Creative Source sees all creation as perfect and divine, as a way to learn, as a way to grow. So whatever judgments you may have about certain people, yourself, certain places or things, just let it go. Release it. There is no such thing as everything being completely perfect the way you envision it, the way you believe or think it should be. That perspective is not perfect. It is not real, because everything truly is perfect just the way it is for purposes of your growth, your divinity. So let go of the judgment. And let go of any energy from your seventh chakra that would keep you from knowing what you know. Any doubts or uncertainty, any energy where you might be second-guessing things in any way, any energy where you need to really go fully through the analyzation, rationalization, intellectualization process in order to know something. Let all that go and just know it. Just know that you are already tapped into the full open essence of divine source, and that whatever you ask for, whatever you choose to know, is there for you to simply receive the answers. So let go of that energy that tells you that you're not smart enough or not capable enough, or there's no way you would know, or you couldn't know, or you have to be left in the dark, or for whatever reasons, whatever comes up, now is the time to let it go. And continue to take those nice, deep, easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. And again, nice, deep, and easy breath. And exhale. And put your focus on the violet flame burning in front of you, And as you continue to breathe easily, effortlessly, and gently, I want you to just keep releasing, knowing that this particular meditation is a way to clear all forms of unconscious programming from your mom that has you pattern after her, or any energy that has formed your decisions about who, how, where, and why you make the choices you do, why you take the actions you do, and why you believe as you do. All that energy that is based on patternings from your mom and programming and conditioning from your mom, even in utero, where your heart was beating and in sync with hers. This is the meditation to let all of that go. So much of your patterning is because of her programming from the womb. And now it's time to clear your mom's programming consciously and unconsciously so that you can be who you are truly meant to be. To choose to receive the information that is required for you to make the decisions that you need to make. So now, see your mom in the violet flame. And continue to look at her until every detail of her face and form become crystal clear. And just keep breathing easily and effortlessly. See your mom clearly in the flame. And if you never really got a chance to know your mom, and now I'm talking about your biological mom, that's okay. See whatever image represents her to you in that flame. And also then, if you were adopted, or if you even had foster moms, I'd like for you to see them also in the violet flame. So your biological mom, and if you were adopted or if you had foster moms, see each of them clearly in this violet flame. And imagine you are sitting in a giant pyramid. The pyramid houses a great vortex, which allows your energy to stay as high as possible and assist in clearing your mama's programming. As you sit in this giant pyramid with the point 4 feet over your head, the two base points sitting 2 feet out in front of you, one to the right and one to the left, and the third base point 2 feet behind you, I want you to begin to envision a very bright, pearlescent golden light emanating from your power center. Your power center is your third chakra, that chakra that's behind your stomach. See this beautiful, pearlescent golden light emanating from that area, and watch as the light shines brighter and brighter. It becomes bigger and bigger and more expansive, shining very, very brightly, very powerfully, very powerfully. And it expands so much that it begins to shine throughout your entire body. It's expanding beyond your body into the pyramid. Can't help itself. It's so powerful. It's so bright. In fact, it's filling the entire pyramid. And watch as this light begins to swirl around you inside the pyramid like a giant tornado. It's swirling around you like a giant tomato, with the point of the vortex being and surrounding you. And the top of the vortex is a little bit wider as it moves up to the top and beyond and out of the pyramid. This is actually a moving vortex that surrounds you in a gorgeous, bright, and divine light. And the funnel is swirling around your body as it expands, moving up to the top of the pyramid. Now, this vortex light is enhancing you. It is enhanced within the pyramid as well to help you clear the energy from your mom that is not you. It will draw from you, from every cell of your body, not only physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, your mom's programming, her conditioning, her energy from your space. And this is all the energy of your mom that you no longer need. Now it's time to connect with your true best self. So put your attention on your mom in the violet flame. And as you look at her, allow all of the memories, the sound of her voice, the physical expressions and behaviors, all of that that she has left you, just let it go straight over to her in the violet flame. And if you have as well an adopted mom and or foster moms as well, let their energy go back to them. And keep breathing. Be aware if you're holding your breath, and make sure you release your breath gently, slowly, and effortlessly. And inhaling from the tips of your toes as this energy of your mom's is being released all the way up through your spine, and exhale to release it, to let it go. And it moves right over to the violet flame. Let your mom receive her energy back. The best way for you to love your mom, whether it be one or many moms, is for you to give them their energy back so they can be full of vibrance. Do not intellectualize what these energies are. Do not force yourself to remember things. Do not attempt to have to see what happened. Do not force yourself to try to listen or feel, have any feelings or sensations. All you need to do is breathe. Keep your focus on your mom or moms, and intend and know you are releasing elements of her that have lied within you all these years. You may imagine, perhaps, that there are blue circles or purple squares or maybe pink wavy lines that leave you and go over to her. It doesn't matter whether you are in tune with what the energy is or not. You can intend, you can purposely know that her energy takes on certain colors and shapes, but just continue to breathe and let go. As a spirit, you know exactly what you're ready to let go of in this moment, and that's all that you're doing. So as you keep breathing and allow yourself to be in this space of relaxation and letting go of every aspect of your mom, you are doing it from your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Intend it, know it, do it without allowing any part of your mind or your feelings or your body to interfere in this process. And exhale. Focus your attention now on your heart. Choose a single cell from your heart and focus even deeper on that one cell. In fact, I want you to focus on it to the extent that you move right into the DNA of that cell, the very nucleus. And watch as the nucleus continues to move, vibrate, swell, wiggle, and react to other energies resonating, pulsating up against it. The nucleus of the cell has other energies that resonate and pulsate up against it. Once you have pinpointed that specific area, be aware that all of the cell nuclei, the DNA of every single cell, each cell within your body, and there are millions of them, they are all doing the same thing. So at this moment, switch your attention to your mom again in the violet flame. Continuing to see her, allow her energy in the DNA of every cell of your body to become magnetized directly to your mom. So the image of your mom is calling her energy directly back, and this is from your bio mom. She's calling her energy directly back to her. The flame is truly a giant magnet that pulls her energy out of you from every cell in your body directly to her. And keep breathing. Don't hold your breath. Exhale easily, gently, effortlessly, and slowly. Inhaling from the tips of your toes, easily, gently, all the way up to the top of your head. And then exhale again, very slowly. Just being aware as your attention is on your bio mom, that she is calling her energy back from every DNA of your body, of the cells within your body. She's calling back her energy to her, allowing you to bask in the pure, true energy that is you. Now, allow all the emotional energy that you carry as a result of your mom, the feelings you have, the emotions you have that are deeply within you, and any residue energy held in your emotional body that belongs to your mom, give her energy back to her. Release it from within you. Let go of it. Let go of it from the very DNA of every cell on an emotional level, as it goes back to her. Again, you may see, experience, feel, sense, hear, even have smells or tastes that come up throughout this process. Don't wonder what it is. Don't figure it out. Just let it pass from you, out of you, and let it go to your mom. And then you may be experiencing nothing, or what seems to be nothing, but know that you are releasing and letting go of her energy at this time. Also, clear all of the mental energy that you carry of your mom's, the memories, the belief systems, decisions, any residue energy that is held in your mental body that belongs to your mom sitting within you. Let it go. Maybe she had a favorite expression that was always said. Let that go. Whatever her belief systems are, or whatever they were, if you no longer resonate with that energy, it's not you, then let it go. From the DNA of your cells, let this energy go from you over to your mom. Very good. And be aware of how much lighter you are actually feeling. Experience how you've almost dropped 5 pounds, 20 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever it is. You are lighter, you are clearer. You are moving into and shifting into the full divinity of yourself. And wave to your mom as you see her in the flame and let her know you love her. Thank her for being your mom and for birthing you into this world. Thank your adopted mom for choosing you to raise and to love. Thank any of your foster moms for having along the way taken care of you in whatever way that they may have. For they have all shaped in many ways how you have moved forward in your life. And their energies collectively or your singular mom have helped you learn, grow, and experience yourself to where you are now, and you no longer need their energy. But let her know, thank her, thank them for being such an integral part of this life journey experience. Now you're ready to be fully who you are with your own beliefs, your own behavior patterns and actions, for you to be where, when, and how you choose to flow for you, with your energy, not your mom's. And exhale. And continue to breathe as you receive your energy back from her completely. Now you're calling any of your energy back from your mom or mom's completely. By seeing a pearlescent golden rain shower light, all this light is just raining upon you, this beautiful, bright, luminescent golden rain shower light is coming from the image of your mom or moms that represent your energy, this rain shower, light rain shower. This represents your energy coming from her and the violet flame over to you, so that you're being infused into every DNA of every single cell of your body with your own pure energy. She has received her energy back, and now you are receiving yours. And experience how this golden, luminescent rain shower of your energy as it comes back to you is energizing you more and more and more. You are experiencing the full essence of yourself. And you have made those separations from your mom. Continue to breathe. Very good. And now allow a pale pink golden light from your heart. A pale pink golden light from your heart. Allow that to go over to your mom's heart. Letting her know, even though you are making separations from her energy, you still see and are connected to her through the divine love shared between you. And that does include your adopted mom, bio mom, and foster moms. One or many moms have played their part in shaping you to be the divine person that you are. Very good. And now surround your entire body with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Huge, bright, beautiful golden sun. Absorb all or as much of it as you can. Just completely absorb this sun. This is also how you are receiving and collecting all of your energy back. And the more you absorb, the more of your energy you're able to contain. See a second bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding you, very brightly, very beautifully, and absorb that sun as well. These suns are bright, they're huge, they're glorious. Very good. And I want to thank you for being with me today on this morning miracle meditation. And if you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and the Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Feel free to share these meditations by going to the website and clicking on products. And the drop-down menu, it will have complimentary morning miracle meditations. So feel free yourself to access meditations from today or from the past and share them with your friends. And also see what other classes and workshops are offered. Be aware of personal and group services that are provided as well. And take advantage of some of our tips and our hints from our blog and from Recipes for the Soul. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.